All right, time for trivia in WCHL. Ron Stutz along with Mr. Kiger.
Yes, sir.
Can Mr. Kiger come out and play today?
Yeah. Hey, remember that was when we still had snow.
Yeah.
Ron and I were living at, what is it, 818?
Yeah, 818 Shady Lawn. Drive. We shared a house
for you guys
while.
Over in Shady Lawn, yes.
Many years ago.
With Joe Norwood, three of us.
Exactly.
That was a fun time.
Herb and Joe Norwood.
That was a fun time.
Yeah, and there was, you know, the funny thing, I mean, we're kind of joking here, but Freddie would have kids come to the door.
Yeah.
At that time, he was a public school teacher.
Yeah.
Freddie would have kids come to the door.
On a snow day, and there was a knock at the door. Ron was at home, went to it, opened the door, and I hear this little voice, "Can Mr. Kiger come out to play?" and we did.
The funny thing is, we got bundled up and went out there and played with him. You know,
snowball fights, building forts, went sledding.
Yeah.
We had a blast.
Those are the old days.
They were some great kids.
Yeah,
that was fun.
And we're just a couple of big kids out there.
And unfortunately, that continues.
Mm-hmm. Sure does.
No, actually, fortunately.
The tradition continues.
Yes.
Exactly.
Well, speaking of which, we're going to do somebody who's a little bit of a local hero. Well, no, I mean, the man's nationally known. But we're going to do a little biography-type question today about Roy Williams.
Oh, okay. Dadgummit. Let's do it.
Let's have a Coke and dadgummit.
I think that's it's really important to talk about Roy whenever we can.
Yes, it is. I'll tell you why. It's been it's a tough season, but the thing is, you prepare a team to get ready for the run when it comes towards March. You know, get hot.
Yeah, okay. Well, hey,
you ready?
Let's do it.
Okay, Roy, hope you don't mind. We're doing this one.
I was going to do something really clever here, but I can't do it.
Oh. All right. We're gonna play a sounds
big bite? Time freaking team.
Yeah. Roy Williams. Okay, he was born in Marion, North Carolina. Began his coaching career at Owen High School in Black Mountain.
Right.
He played JV ball at Carolina for two seasons, and of course, all the rest is history. He's a Hall of Famer. Okay. Name the high school that Roy Williams attended.
Oh.
Name the high school that Roy Williams attended.
Wow. And he would have graduated in 1968?
Yeah, 68 or 69, something like that.
I think it was 68.
68, yeah, because I think Roy was here as a freshman in 69.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Jurgen's Top Notch Automotive. It's half off, $135 for a front end alignment and an oil and filter change, available now for $65. Brian Jurgen prides his auto repair shop on its quality work, expert auto repair, and trustworthy employees. With today's deal, you receive an oil change with up to 5 quarts of oil, a new oil filter, a top-off of all your fluids, and a check of your bolts, hoses, tire pressure, and a front-end alignment. It's half off from Jurgen's Top Notch Automotive. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Oh, Freddie Kiger wants to know what high school
Roy Williams went.
Where did he play high school basketball? Where did he graduate? I really don't remember the name.
Well, you're
of the
from
school.
The opposite side of the state.
Yeah.
You
know, well, I'm from the kind of the
Sand Hills
part of the state. Yeah. Sand Hills area.
Yeah. Well, you know, born in Marion.
Yeah.
Coaching career began at Owen High School.
I can't remember the name of the
Black
school.
Black Mountain. He went to T.C. Robertson High School near Asheville, where he lettered in basketball and baseball. And there he was all-county and all-conference in basketball for two seasons.
Yeah. Roy was quite an athlete.
Well, yes, he was.
And played JV ball for a couple of years in Carolina.
Yeah, and voluntarily went to Coach Smith and asked if I could, you know, can I sit in on practices and just take notes and watch?
Yeah.
And there it all began.
Yeah.
And, you know, Roy and I worked in the intramural office. He was the supervisor of intramural officials. Sam Kimmel and myself were brought on to that administrative post after being intramural officials by Ron Hyatt, who I miss dearly.
Yeah, me too.
Coach Hyatt brought us in. And
he's
then,
a good guy.
We became, Sam and I, the intramural supervisors for officials. And our mentor was Roy, who took us around and taught us what we're supposed to do.
Well, you know what? Roy may have been your mentor. Roy's mentor was Dean Smith.
Yep.
And he learned from the best.
Well, and you know what? At one time when there was a coaching change in basketball at Chapel Hill High School, the final two candidates were Roy Williams and Ken Miller.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And for whatever reason, Coach Miller received the assignment.
And what a great coach he was,
well,
too.
Well, tell you what, it's only been to the recent Chapel Hill High School tenure of basketball coaches that Chapel Hill basketball has returned to the heady days of Ken Miller, who won two state championships in the 80s.
Yeah, he was a great coach. No question. And great guy, too. Anyway, thank you.
Tomorrow.
I learned something.
Yeah, good.
Dadgum, that was a good question. Dadgummit.